everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And all of you know Kelly. I mean, she's been around this ministry all of her life. And, John, of course, you know, he come back to Texas from Florida. And so John back home again. Glory to God. And he had good real estate business there in Florida, but he said, Dad, I won't come home. So he's back. We're going to have a lot of fun with him.
It's going to be a good Christmas. He's usually home for Christmas, but it'll be nice having him.
He's so funny. He would say, forgive me, but I just didn't have time to get to the store. So he... I said, yeah, right, John.
He does all right now.
He does. Yes, he does. But now, the man I was talking to you about wound up being a three-star general in the United States Army. He came up through the ranks and talking about, and we visited together. And I said, well, you know, what was it like a young black man like you just joined the Army as a private and just come all the way up through the ranks and become a general? And he said, well, the Holy Ghost. He said, my mama's a Holy Ghost woman. He said, she raised us. We praised God. And he said, I went in the Army, but he said, the Lord blessed me. And he said, I want to tell you a story. Now, we were talking yesterday about the fact that Micah prophesied. So that prophecy about Bethlehem Ephrata, 715 years, had to come into being so that star was in the right place at the right time. And so, and I was discussing this with him and talking about all these things. And he said, let me tell you something. He said, I wasn't but a captain then. And he said, this is in Vietnam. And he said, I had this artillery unit. And he said, I had a patrol out. But he said, my patrol leader, who would be a platoon leader in the Army, he said he radioed. And he said, Captain, he said, I know I'm surrounded. And there's not too much I can say because I know they're listening to me. But how are we going to get back? And he said, well, just wait a minute and I'll tell you. He said, Copeland, I went outside and he said it was a beautiful night. He said, I just started praying in the Holy Ghost. How am I going to get these guys back? I need to lay down a barrage of artillery. I don't know what to tell him. But he said, I prayed and prayed and prayed. And finally, the Lord told me, and I went back in there and he said, Lieutenant, are you a Christian? Yes, sir. He said, do you know the direction of the star? And he said, he stood there a little bit and said, oh, yes, sir. He said, I will start my artillery barrage at certain time and I will leave that direction open. So he knew from his directions that star was in the east. So he laid that barrage around and left a gate open to the east, and his whole platoon came out without a scratch. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
So there it is. I mean, it pays to be a believer and pay attention. And now that we know the rest of the story. Yeah, like Paul Harvey. I'd listen to Paul Harvey. Anyway, Paul Harvey would say, and that's the rest of the story. Good day. Now here's the rest of the story. Let's come back over here to the second chapter of Luke once again. Now, Jesus has been born in Bethlehem. And as we pointed out, it's 90 miles. That was quite a trip. Now, then we've also learned that Joseph was a magnificent human being. I mean, and so then now, glory to the 14th verse, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We talked about that. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in that feeding trough. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told of them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. How do we know that? Well, Luke interviewed her in Ephesus, where Jesus said to John, behold your mother. And he said to Mary, behold your son. So he took care of her. This is the reason he had to live longer than any of the other apostles, and he was the apostle of love. Mm-hmm. That made a difference also. Amen. Lived to be an old man in order to take care of her. And Timothy, now, no wonder the apostle Paul had to write to him twice and say, don't let anybody despise your youth.
Well, John and
well yeah. But, you know, I used to think, Brother Hagin's listening to me preach, but this is the Apostle John and the mother of Jesus, oh, sitting here in my congregation. I'll just preach to these other people over
here. Try being Kenneth and Gloria's daughter.
Okay. Thanks,
I
Kelly.
I understand. y'all are always God. Gracious to listen.
Glory to God. That's good. Now, where in the world was it when
I'm
you
sorry.
Said that?
I'm sorry. I was one-upping you.
Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they heard and they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. When 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth womb shall be called holy to the Lord. He's the firstborn. To offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, or the Messiah. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So here's another one.
Man.
He had to live long enough to testify. It couldn't just be hearsay evidence. He lived long enough, and he literally said, I can die now. I've seen him. So he had to supernaturally know this baby.
He was looking for that baby.
Yes, he was. And he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, the glory of the people of Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess and daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity and was now a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple. She stayed there. She was a prayer. She stayed there night and day, served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, she came in that instant out of the mouth of two witnesses. She came in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spoke of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Mm. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover when he was 12. So it doesn't say anything about it then. So there was 12 years there. And there's some really terrible things written. Oh, how he healed a little child, something that, you know, he'd heal little birds and all that. No, this book is right. Mm-hmm. He did no miracles to the wedding feast at Cana. And he just went to the wedding. And so he came in there. And somebody came up there and said, don't have any wine. She turned to him and said, they don't have any wine. He said, well, what does that have to do with me? My time hadn't come yet. And she said, you do whatever he says to. So he said, all right, mother, I'll do it, you know, for you. Go fill the water pots. And when you get them full, bring them to me. So he prayed and blessed him. Now he said, go pour to the Lord of the feast. They had to have a certain amount of faith about them too, because they just filled those pots full of water. There's something like 30 gallons of water. So they went in and thought, I hope so. Look at this.
They have to serve it too.
Yeah, they did. So there was faith involved in all of that. And she knew. I mean, here we have him, and he said, you should have known I would have been about my father's business. Mm-hmm. And his questions amazed the doctors and the lawyers at his questions and answers.
The word says he listened too.
Yes.
He was not just questioning.
He was listening. He was learning.
He's probably learned that from his daddy.
Well, sure he did.
You know what strikes me, Dad, about Simeon and Anna? First of all, every time I read that, I just marvel at their consistent faithfulness.
Yes.
To go to the temple, to be there, to get up and know that this is the day. That is really akin to us waking up one morning and going, today's the day Jesus is coming. Today's the day we're going. Today, you know, it's really the same type of awareness in the spirit. And two things strike me about that is, as we're sitting here, I'm thinking Mary and Joseph had words from heaven, mm-hmm. angelic confirmation. Mm-hmm. They had people come see because of a star. But this is the first two people that said, it wasn't something they saw so much. It wasn't something that Mary said. It wasn't something, it was God told them. And this was the first real confirmation to Mary and Joseph from another person, not heaven, that this really was.
Yes,
I mean, that
amen.
Had to impact them when they went and they're like, oh, because I know you've had this too. When I've heard something from the Lord there's been times when I'd be like, Lord, I've never heard that before. Are you sure? Am I hearing you right? But when you hear somebody else is preaching that and you hear the revelation coming out of somebody else's mouth, it just is very affirming. And I thought that about these two, that had to do something in Mary and Joseph. You had know to it settle did. Something like, okay, it's being said by somebody else.
But there, now here's this aged prophet saying to her that you're really going to be tried.
Yeah.
It's going to pierce your heart. And said she pondered these things mm-hmm. in her heart.
That's true.
So she was telling Luke, I didn't know what that meant at the time. I was disturbed by it, but I knew what the angel said. So I go back and I remember that. So now I know some more things to pray about and think about. She said she pondered it in her heart.
To me, that means that when it actually came to him being on the cross, that was hard. You don't ponder those things in your heart by yourself.
Mm.
The Lord had all the time walking with her and preparing her, and I believe it was hard, but
then she's there,
able to go through that
all during his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times he wouldn't have anything to do with them. They came to him and said, your family's out. And he just wouldn't go out there. Well, it's pretty obvious then why not. The less they knew as a family, then the less they're responsible for.
Mm.
And his brothers did not believe on him, even after he had to appear to them later for them to even believe it.
Well, that instance when they stayed outside, they weren't ready to hear. They wouldn't come in. They could have come in, but they weren't ready to hear. And I heard, I think it was Bill Johnson explain like about the parables and why Jesus said he said it that way and only certain people would discern it. And he said, I remember him pulling out the fact that then they weren't responsible to keep what was being said when they weren't ready to hear the depth of what was being said.
That's right. And because they thought he was crazy. I mean, you don't promote yourself at all. If you're going to be a prophet, why don't you act like one? You just go around doing all this other stuff. And I mean, here they were, a wealthy family, with being raised by a man that taught them a lot of things. And they knew the laws of prosperity and so forth, the curse and the blessing of Abraham, and had been taught all of these things. And he just didn't seem like he fit the mold anywhere. And then go all the way up through that horrible crucifixion. Well, I guess maybe they were all right in the first place. Maybe so. So, but he had to appear to them to straighten it out.
Yeah. You know, Dad, I believe that this season, this Christmas, I just really get it in my heart that there are people who feel cast out. They feel outside of their family, or they are believing God, but their family members they're concerned about their family members. And, you know, I wanted to point out, Jesus did not lose one of his family members.
He
doesn't intend for you to lose. It feels so much like we're just getting right there where we are at the time when the decisions have to be made. And I want to comfort you with, you ponder with Jesus over your family members. That got real strong in my heart. You ponder with him. Jesus, is my son going to be okay? And then listen to what he says, and then begin to ease into a rest with him. And what he says, do. Roll the cares, roll the fear, get rid of the fear. And I believe there's going to be testimonies that come in that before 2023 rolls in, that you will have communication and that you will see family members turned. This is a word from the Lord. You just accept it right now and yes, Lord, I receive my family saved. and healed and whole and with me in this kingdom.
Kelly, I'm glad you said that because the Spirit of God prompted me to go over. Let's go to the third chapter of the book of John. Okay. Now, Jesus is in his ministry. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, now here you have, now he's a rabbi. And this man highly respected him, but he came to him at night. There could be a lot of reasons for this. Dangerous to be seen talking to this man. You're liable to lose your job. And he was one of the Pharisees. No man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, or born from above. But now that's where that phrase originated, right there, being born again. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's what he's getting at. Marvel not, I said unto you, you must be born again, or born from above. And then, now, and he just kept teaching this man. He came on down. In the 13th verse, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He told him right then he's going to the cross. That whosoever, this is a whosoever thing, and I don't care what you've done in the past, I don't care what you did today, this is whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, you're part of that world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus was and is a gift to the whole world. Then the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of God, began to write about it. And he's a gift to the whole world. And then in the 13th, 14th, 15th, 17th chapters of John, that last Passover meal, and Jesus said to them, I'm going to send a comforter, another comforter. And then he told them what to do and so forth. And then 50 days later, the Spirit of God came. He's the gift to the believer. He is, and the devil fought that, trying to keep people from speaking in tongues. Well, of course he did. That's the gateway to the supernatural power of God through his supernatural Son and his supernatural birth and this supernatural Christmas. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Give the Lord God a praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of video courses, Believer's Academy, Bible School from right where you are. gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the bonus library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. We've had a great week with Brother Copeland and Kelly Copeland finding out the real story of Christmas. If you missed any of the broadcasts, you can go back and watch or listen to them free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. This would be a great series to watch with your children. Today is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and I want to read to you Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Thank you, partners, for your faithful giving and sowing. Together with you and the faithfulness of Jesus, KCM has been able to send the gospel around the world for more than 5.5 decades. In 1976, the word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland to preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. And KCM sows at least 10% into other ministries all around the world. So your financial seed goes even further into the nations across the globe. You have a part in all the souls that come into the kingdom through this ministry. When you sow into KCM, you are connecting with a ministry that specializes in using their faith. And partnering with KCM allows you to draw on that anointing to operate in your life. Let me pray over your offering. Father, in Jesus' name, I activate the blessing in everybody's life that is sowing today. Father, I thank you that whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And so, Father, we release the reaping season for everybody who is giving today and the blessing of the Lord to come upon them and overtake them in Jesus' name. Amen. This Sunday is Christmas. Be sure to watch the Believer's Voice of Victory and celebrate your life in Christ. Then, next week, Brother Copeland and Kelly Copeland return for a teaching on the Word of God is truth and how that makes you free. You'll want to see that. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, all of you, our partners, and all of you, the rest of you all over the world, for watching these broadcasts and being a part of it. Thank you. Now, next week, we're going to talk about next year. Oh, there are going to be some super duper changes next year. And I'm looking forward to Kelly and I visiting with you about that also. So it's been a good week. Amen. And remember this, say it with me. God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord. So give Him a wondrous praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Go to KCM.org to get your New Year's gift, the 2023 KCM calendar today, while supplies last.